This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Anthony, you called me before the show, and you go, I got something I want to talk about. And I thought this was a great use of our time today. And basically, you said, all right, we got Jamar, check. And by check, I mean $40 million check per year for him. T. Higgins, his contract also signed, sealed, and delivered for the Cincinnati Bengals. And we know that here locally, Terry McLaurin is due for an extension. So just to fill in the details here, I went ahead and pulled up Terry's contract on Over the Cap and pulled up the list of wide receiver contracts, kind of where he is right now. So Terry signed an extension in 2022. I believe the year one of that extension was 2023 is how that ultimately wound up working out. 2024 is when the big numbers started to hit. So he had a $15 million base salary last season. I guess 2023 was the first year. They just had a low base. $24 million cap hit, was worth every penny. This year, he will be worth $25 on the cap. He has a $15 million base plus the signing bonus and the other bonuses and the bonusy bonus and blah, 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 blah. And so as currently constructed, Terry is entering the final year of his contract. He has a void year for salary cap purposes next year. But if you obviously sign him to an extension, that void year can become a real year. There will be some math cap gymnastics that they have to deal with, but that's stuff that they can deal with in the details. And Terry, when he signed that extension, he was one of the highest paid receivers in the league, but there have been quite a few contracts signed since then. Terry signed a 3-year, $69.6 million contract that put him at $23.2 per year. There were $53 million in total guarantees. That was, I believe, the biggest number or the second biggest number ever at that time, certainly for a contract of that length. There was $34 million of that was fully guaranteed, the rest injury guaranteed. So since then, you've had guys like Michael Pittman sign. I believe he signed even that offseason. Debo's contract is bigger. DK Metcalf, obviously, with the Steelers, just signed a monster deal. Nico Collins got an extension with the Texans. Devontae Smith with the Eagles. T. Higgins. Actually, this is just the franchise tag number. They haven't updated this on Over the Cap yet. DJ Moore signed his with the Bears. Jalen Waddle reset the wide receiver two market when he signed his extension with the Dolphins. Brandon Ayuk signed a monster deal, biggest total value contract at the time that it was signed, I believe, last year. Actually, no, second or third biggest behind CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson. But his was had an extra year on it compared to some of the other ones. Tyreek, Amon-Ra St. Brown, A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson. And then obviously we'll see what Jamar's deal comes in at. So if you look at kind of that list of receivers, Anthony, a lot of these guys, like Tyreek's the one that I think is the most interesting because he signed his extension in his late 20s. And a lot of these guys, like Justin Jefferson, one, he's better than Terry because he's better than everybody. It's not Jamar. He and Jamar are the 1A, 1B in the league. And he was only 26 years old. So Terry's not going to get Justin Jefferson money. I also don't think he's going to get CeeDee Lamb money. I don't think he's going to get A.J. Brown money. A.J. Brown money, for whatever it's worth, 3 years, $96 million, 32 per. I think every deal under that is potentially fair game for Terry and his agent to be like, you really don't think I'm better than that guy? Say it with your checkbook. Now, some of the details might get interesting, but the next guy is Amon-Ra St. Brown. And Amon-Ra got 4 years worth of money, or 4 years on the contract, 3 years worth of pretty significant money. It was 4 years, 120. So that's just over $30 million per. His total guarantee is $77 million. His fully guaranteed, by the way, was almost exactly the same that Terry got a couple years prior. So injury guarantees play a big part in that, the total guaranteed versus the fully guaranteed. Tyreek is next. He averaged $30 million on the dot. Ayuk also $30 million on the dot. Realistically, I think that's the number for Terry. If I'm the Commanders, I'm saying, look, we're not going to mess around. We're not going to play games. I'm offering you 3 years, $90 million. That's 30 per. And in looking at some of the guarantees here, what if we give you, I mean, Tyreek got 54 fully guaranteed. What if we go 55, 56 total guarantees, 40 fully guaranteed? So basically what that means is as long as you finish the season healthy, there's a chance that we can move on. But we can't cut you because you get hurt. But that's kind of typically how contracts go, right? There's some separation there in terms of fully guaranteed, total guaranteed. Basically, we're not going to let you get screwed for injury, but if your performance way falls off to the point that we are willing to eat the cap money, we're going to keep that flexibility. So the big number that I would care, that people would care about there is 3 years, $90 million, 30 average annual value. If I'm Adam Peters and you're Terry's agent and I give you a call and say, hey, man, let's make it simple. Nice, easy round numbers. You're going to get a ton of money here. We're going to make you one of the top five highest paid receivers in all of football. How's that sound? Are you good with that if you're Terry McLaurin?
I think Terry, being as selfless as he is, I think he probably would be okay with it. Does he deserve more? Probably. But I think Terry also understands, like, he wants to be a part of a winner, and he's going to do whatever, you know, it takes. But at the same token, he does deserve to be paid. So I think 30 or maybe even 30.5 if, you know, he wants that extra 500K. But, yeah, I think that's at the minimum, the least what he will be, you know, asking for, kind of thing.
So St. Brown, who we know has a big old chip on his shoulder, he got $30 million. $2,500. So it was clearly a, hey, we're going to give you a little bit more. And I also think, was his deal done after Ayuk's? I'm trying to remember the sequencing, because his total value is $10,000 more than Brandon Ayuk. And that feels like Amon-Ra St. Brown went to the Lions and was like, you're paying me more than Brandon Ayuk. Although I feel like Ayuk's was done later, because his was done last summer. I don't remember when St. Brown signed his extension.
St. Brown signed his April 24, 2024. So
his was before Ayuk's was done.
Yeah, before.
So whether that was to get ahead of Tyreek's number, probably, because Tyreek's was signed before that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you're gonna make me, outside of J.J. Lamb and A.J. Brown, at the time, the next highest paid guy, fine. And if Terry or really more so his agent wants to play that game, I'm not going to quibble over a couple thousand dollars, and neither are they. But I do think that to cross the, I think the bigger thing from like a status, from all that, is do you cross the $30 million a year? And I think with the season Terry had last year and everything he means to the team, he deserves to get that. He should get that. And I think ultimately he will get that. And then it's just the details of how much is fully guaranteed. And then it's up to Adam. And we had a great conversation. What was this? Right before the, I think it was the week before the combine with J.I. Halsell, who basically was like, I don't care about the structure as the agent. The team, that's all I care, not all I care about. Obviously, your owner cares about the cash he's got to dish out. But like ultimately, as a team, you care about the structure based off the cap. Your owner's giving you the budget. If you're the general manager, it's about the cap. But if you are on the, like if you are on the, whatchamacallit, the player side, as long as you got the cash situations figured out, you're good. So if you want to drop that base salary low early, and that allows you to do some things, or I actually wonder, like, if I'm the Commanders, I kind of want to front load that contract. They have the cap space now. Yeah. Why would you not front load the contract with a high base salary in year one with the understanding that you better tell Terry and his agent, hey, man, I don't want to hear any complaints when your base salary is lower in the future. Now, that's risky, and maybe that Terry and his agent go no because that makes you easier to cut in the future. Unless a lot of that money goes into a signing bonus and then it gets prorated in the whole deal. But the structure becomes really interesting to me because I think for the Commanders, unlike most teams who want to backload it, that way they can convert some of the guaranteed salary into a bonus with an extension or an extra void year and do some of the cap gymnastics that we've talked about that I don't need to get into for the 800th time in the last week. And it's 1,052 times if you talk about the times that I've tried to explain this to Anthony off the air. But like, the more money that's already spent up front, you can't play those games later. But you also don't have to if the cap number is lower. And if you have the cap space now, why wouldn't you just do it now? I guess the counter to that, just to play out the argument, would be keeping flexibility is good. And most teams value that. That's probably ultimately still what I would do. If you could front load this year knowing like, hey, we're not going to need the cap space in 2025. Maybe we need enough to make one big trade just in case something becomes available. But ultimately, like, let's keep the flexibility in 26 and 27. That could be a way to do it. But I think that ultimately these contracts, I don't think it's going to put Terry up in the 35 range. I don't think he's getting JJ money. I don't think he's getting AJ Brown's 32. Maybe that's the high end to be like AJ got this a couple years ago. But I think that Terry getting over 30 a year, maybe they get him 31, feels like the right number. But Anthony, that's not the last question you asked me. What was the other thing you want to talk about? Because I think this is almost equally as fascinating.
The Wizards?
No. The other wide receiver thing.
Oh, the other thing was about, so off of T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase getting paid, massive contracts, they deserve all the money in the world. But the fact that the Bengals have now put roughly about $69 million into two players at the receiving position, it's sort of kind of, you know, weird, but at the same token, a lot more teams are sort of kind of invested in those receivers. You got the Eagles who have invested 57 in Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. You got the Dolphins who's invested $58 million in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I think when you look at the Commanders and what we have here, say Deebo Samuel has a crazy year where he goes out, has 1,000 or 1,100 yards on the ground or, you know, scrimmage yards.
Yeah, all-purpose yards, yeah.
All-purpose yards. Would we entertain bringing him back off of us already signing, you know, Terry? So roughly we'd probably be looking at, you know, giving those two receivers about $50, $51, $52 million. And I'm not sure if you would be, you know, or the Commanders fan base would be content or okay with, you know, us doing that.
I think it's an interesting question. So we're going to answer it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.